Following a heavy exchange of strikes over the weekend, Lebanese state media and witnesses report Israel Monday resumed firing on Lebanese targets near the border between the two countries. AP correspondent Ann Kim reports.
Fighting has resumed between Israel and the Lebanese militant group Hezbollah, ending a short-lived calm after a heavy exchange of strikes over the weekend. Emergency services have been called to the coastal city of Sidon, where a car was hit. Local media said a man had survived the strike on the vehicle. Witnesses have also reported Israeli bombardment on the Lebanese border village of Tayr Hafa, shortly after Hezbollah announced it had targeted military surveillance equipment in northern Israel. I'm Nayan Kim.
A European Naval Command reported Monday a Greek-flagged oil tanker remains ablaze but hasn't sprung a major leak in the waterway after repeatedly being attacked by Yemen's Houthi rebels in the Red Sea last week. The attack on the ship, the MT Delta Soyunion, marks the most serious assault in weeks by the rebels who continue to target shipping throughout the Red Sea corridor over the Israel-Hamas war in Gaza. U.S. UN Ambassador Linda Thomas-Greenfield said late Sunday the burning ship represents a potential ecological disaster in the Red Sea. She called on the U.N. Security Council to condemn the Houthi attack. The ship had reportedly been loaded with 150,000 tons of Iraqi crude oil, the equivalent of roughly 1 million barrels of oil. Ukrainian officials Monday said Russia carried out widespread drone and missile attacks against Ukraine, killing at least three people and knocking out power in parts of several cities in one of the largest Russian attacks in months. Ukrainian Prime Minister Denis Shmyhal said on the Telegram social media platform that Russian attacks affected 15 Ukrainian regions. Shmyhal said Ukraine needs long-range missiles and permission from allies who provide the weapons in order to hit the areas from which Russia's attacks have been launched. This is VOA News. Police and officials in Pakistan now say gunmen in the country's restive southwest have killed at least 50 people in two separate attacks. VOA's Tommy McNeil reports.
23 people were fatally shot Monday morning after being taken from buses, vehicles, and trucks in a district in Balochistan province. Police say the attackers burned at least 10 vehicles before leaving. In a separate attack, gunmen killed at least 9 people, including 4 police officers and 5 passers-by, in a district also in Balochistan. Insurgents also blew up a railway track in another district in the province. Security forces killed 12 insurgents Monday. Balochistan has been the scene of a long-running insurgency in Pakistan, with an array of separatist groups staging attacks. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
A judicial source said Monday Italian prosecutors have launched an investigation into the captain of the superyacht that sank off the coast of Sicily during a storm last week, resulting in the deaths of British tech magnate Mike Lynch and 6 others. Reuters correspondent Alice Rizzo reports.
On Monday, a judicial source confirmed Italian media reports that 51-year-old New Zealand national James Cutfield is being investigated for manslaughter and shipwreck. Being placed under investigation in Italy does not imply guilt and does not mean formal charges will necessarily follow. The decision was made after Cutfield was interrogated for a second time. Reuters has been unable to contact him. The British flag Bastion super yacht was carrying 22 people when it capsized and sank within minutes of being hit by a fierce storm. It killed Lynch, his 18-year-old daughter, and 5 other people. 15 people survived, including Lynch's wife.
That's Reuters correspondent Alice Rizzo reporting. In the Pacific Ocean, Hawaii is recovering from the effects of a hurricane turned tropical storm. Associated Press correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Hawaii's Big Island recovering from Hone, which started as a hurricane, dumping up to 2 feet of rain in some places before becoming a tropical storm, still washing away roads and rickety bridges. National Weather Service meteorologist William Ahui in Honolulu says damage was bad.
Multiple roads are closed due to flooding, some down power lines. And
next up for Hawaii, Hurricanes Hector and Gilma.
Both these storms may bring some beneficial rain to the Hawaiian Islands, but as of now, we aren't expecting a lot of impacts from them.
I'm Julie Walker.
Icelandic authorities are searching for 2 tourists missing since an ice cave partially collapsed Sunday afternoon, killing one person and injuring another. In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.
Right now, BOA1